Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 15, Number 12. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was from a lecture I developed for the Superhuman Summit in Vancouver. Life is a sport designed by nature and governed by the rules of physics, chemistry, and biology. Now hold on to that thought, because we're just using science as a standard. We are the players in the game, and like any sport, there is a beginning and an end. It's called your birth and your terminal end, or what's colloquially known as your death. Read any official rule book on any sport. Any major sport, doesn't matter. The objective of any sport is not to win, but to play according to the rules and to score as many points as possible. The focus is on the game, not the win. So most people have it backwards and upside down. They're focusing on the win instead of what the rule books say, that the purpose of the game is to play according to the rules and to score points. The origin of sport as an invention of man is as old and ancient as man himself. If you look up sport in Webster's New World Dictionary, it's defined as any activity or experience that provides enjoyment or recreation. As a derivative of Middle English and translated from Old French, sport means pleasure or to divert. Sport was created by man as a means of getting physical and as an object of philosophical idealism to set a universal standard of good sportsmanship. The ancient Greeks said that sport represents all that is good in man as an ideal and all that is reprehensible. We love sport because it reveals our true character as humans. Guess what? Sport doesn't build character. It reveals it. Sport should be played with passion and pride. This is essential to our self-esteem. When we do the right work that sport requires before and after the game, as in the game of life, our performance and health always improves. We have to apply self-discipline and push ourselves towards growth and personal achievement. But it's not about winning. It's about overcoming ourselves and discovering what we are truly gifted with, what our capacity for change is, and what we are truly made of. Life is a sport. Its objective is to succeed at being well. What a poetic and wonderful concept that the health-conscious person has in their mind. My purpose in this life is to succeed at being well. On this final edition of Clinical Review for 2016, my topic is the true wealth of health. Exercise and nutrition. The ultimate prescription for optimum health and long life, but the exercise must be correct and the nutrition must be compatible with our genome. Fall short and you can expect deleterious consequences that are more reliable than climate change. Nature isn't prejudiced. She takes everybody down who ignores her, as stated so eloquently by Francis Bacon, to command nature, we must obey her. Exercise and nutrition, still light years ahead of prescription drugs as the best medicine, they will never catch up. The simple truth is that our bodies are meant to move. Until recently, if you didn't farm, fish, hunt, or gather, you didn't eat. You had to expend energy to get it. Now that's balance. Today, we can simply order in or drive through. That is imbalance. No energy expenditure, acquisition of food equals imbalance. Of course, our original diet consisted of organic, unrefined whole food, teeming with micronutrients. That's quality. This wholesome, clean dietary approach is called the ancestral or paleo diet. Now what we call food is chemically produced, genetically modified, highly refined, packed with added salt, sugar, and fat for taste, and it's extremely low in micronutrients. It is foreign to our DNA and highly toxic to the neurons in our brains. Now the CHI acronym for diet, D-I-E-T, is Discipline in Energy Transfer. Do you have any? The function of food is first and foremost related to biological supply and demand. This is the CHI prime directive. Supply your individual biological demand for energy and micronutrients. The CHI Prime Directive ranks higher than taste, mouthfeel, or pleasure. Food is far more than just fuel for the fire or simple calories. It's a stream of data that flows in, creating digital signals that directly influence gene expression. Controlled exercise and physical activity are necessary to our survival because they are the only means of compensating for living without physical effort in the 21st century. They both pave the way to better health and longevity of life through transformation of mind and body. The body is servant to the mind. Measure your health by the state of your mind. Go measure the state of your mind by looking at your body naked in the mirror. So if you want to see your mind, look at your body naked in the mirror, and there you have it. Now, most people do not understand what exercise is. Going for a walk isn't exercise. Neither is golfing, gardening, hiking, dancing, or any sport, no matter how hard you play it. These are all examples of physical activity, but they are not exercise. Here's the difference, and it's a major one. Very important to understand this. Physical activity refers to any expenditure of energy brought about by bodily movement through the contraction of skeletal muscles. This includes a wide spectrum of activity ranging from very low resting levels, like walking or playing chess, to maximal exertion, like a shift in a hockey game or climbing up a mountain. Now, exercise is a component of physical activity. Physical activity is the umbrella, and one of the branches of physical activity is exercise. But its distinguishing characteristic is that it's structured. Now, we're talking about exercise. Exercise is structured, planned, progressive, and organized by science to develop and maintain total physical fitness for the benefit of health and performance. When you're walking, is that developed and maintained and structured to create total physical fitness? No, this is the difference between everything else you're doing and exercise. Exercise is like wearing a tuxedo. It's formal, it's structured, it's measured, it's made to fit. Movement patterns that are natural and flow, like body surfing, that's like hanging out in Hawaii. It's like wearing a tank top and, you know, the kind of shorts that you do and bare feet. It's like hang loose, bro. It's relaxed. Now, exercise is something you measure and calculate progressively. You use sets, reps, poundages, and time. It's a formula, like E equals MC squared. It's a science. It's math. Exercise is the means. Physical activity is the end. You strengthen and condition your body so you can use your body as it was and is designed to do lifelong. If you don't, it literally disintegrates prematurely due to neglect, poor diet, uncontrolled free radical oxidation, gravity, and entropy. The medical term is sarcopenia, or poverty of flesh. And that is something that I am doing my damnedest to avoid. I want to keep that beautiful muscle, that health engine, that fat burning element of my body alive and well to the day I terminate. That's the objective. Now, when performed correctly and consistently, exercise will give you total physical fitness, which cannot occur without resistance training, aerobic conditioning, and stretching. So keep in mind that exercise is not just pumping iron. It's not just stretching, and it's not just running and swimming. It's all of it together combined into a science. No single sport or physical activity provides total physical fitness. Ever wonder why professional athletes all go to the gym? Why don't they just play their sport? Well, now you know. This is why if you're out there playing in your sport of life at your workplace, you can't rely on that, even if you're a lumberjack or a bricklayer. You can't rely on that alone. That's not exercise. It's not structured. It's not calculated. It's not measured. It's not a science of progression. Now, walking is therapeutic and highly beneficial to both mind and body. Tracy and I walk 5K a day on average. I need it. I love it. I want it. But walking won't prevent the atrophy of muscle observed in men and women as they age. It's also not strenuous enough to release growth hormone or elevate testosterone. You've got to engage those fast-twitch muscle fibers, and they don't get involved unless the demands are intense, like sprinting or pushing heavy weights, exerting yourself with intensity. Strength training targets every muscle symmetrically and keeps your anabolic drive alive, but you still need to stretch. to retain the flexibility of youth and perform some form of continuous aerobic activity for the sake of your heart, lungs, and arteries. It's all connected. It's a biological web. Life is in the blood. That's why nutrition is critical and continues to surface as a health factor in all the geriatric research. The function of exercise is to develop muscle strength, muscle endurance, aerobic capacity, and flexibility, the outcome of which, when combined with an optimum diet and dietary supplements, is an ideal body composition, greater tolerance to stress, and improved resistance to disease and infection. Where there is health, there must be evidence of health. If you say you're healthy, where's the evidence? I want to see the evidence of health in your skin, in your physical body, in your waistline, in your muscle tone, also in your demeanor, in your emotionalism of life, in your mannerism. I want to see evidence of health if you claim to be a health-conscious person. Now, an annual fitness assessment is by far the most reliable predictor of morbidity and risk of mortality because you can't cheat on the treadmill, and iron in the gym plays no favorites. Do you know the secret of steel? Because if you don't, you need to understand its puzzle. We're all engaged in the sport of living. No job, no matter how physically demanding, can give you total physical fitness or the balance and symmetry achieved through correct exercise management. Oh yes, your job might be physically demanding, but it definitely is one-sided because you're left or right-handed. You're left or right-footed. And because you always use that one side, you have imbalance created over decades. And that is the wonderful thing about training. You can correct the balance by using both sides of your body equally. It's called unilateral training. Now, the body adapts to the intensity of the work stress imposed. And once it has adapted, it will never go beyond that standard. And of course, that's what happens in a job, in a workplace. When you're building brick houses and you're a bricklayer, you don't go every day thinking, okay, yesterday I laid 200 bricks. Tomorrow I'm going to do 250 and then 300 and then 400 and then 500. You'd literally work yourself to death. Everybody in a job site paces themselves out because they have to work for 8 hours. In the gym, you're working for 20 minutes. So you don't pace yourself. You go full out. That's the point. And you raise yourself to a level of performance that's impossible otherwise. Meanwhile, the natural forces around us responsible for causing sarcopenia are constantly working on every living organism. The worst offender of all is sitting for hours because it impedes circulation, which reduces oxygen, and then you get that brain fog and that dull feeling and that lack of ambition. So in the same way that we eat, sleep, breathe, and work, we need to make time for something that can raise our performance standards, resistance to infection, and appearance to a level not possible without formal exercise training. And you can do it in 5 hours or less per week. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. Don't take supplements to compensate for a bad diet. That's based on a negative, outdated paradigm. The new paradigm is that you add the finest supplements you can find to the best possible diet you can eat, and then combine that strategy with controlled physical exercise. The new paradigm of sports nutrition focuses on optimum health, biological age, and function. It parallels nutrition science and clinical research in human performance. The objective is to minimize damage to your body as you age, extend your health span, and maximize the quality of your life. Health span is the time you spend alive in a functional state without chronic pain or the need for prescription medication. For the average Canadian, it ends at age 35. But according to both Dr. James Fries and Dr. Linus Pauling, it's possible to extend our health span or compress morbidity well into our eighth decade and beyond. And baby, that's exactly what I want to do. The vast majority of modern day illness is caused or exacerbated by inactivity, micronutrient insufficiency, chronic acidosis, dehydration, sleep deprivation, and drug abuse, especially prescription drug abuse. Through an integrative process of healthcare assessment and discussion, I have found personally that virtually every symptom of illness, such as infection, fatigue, or obesity, can be traced back to its origin of cause. I love the idea of causality. Treating chronic symptoms with drugs will not remedy the problem. Any gardener knows that to kill a weed, you've got to pull it out by the roots. The original medical paradigm of diagnosis and treatment was developed by necessity in a time dominated by widespread infectious disease. Then antibiotics came along and it changed everything. But this paradigm no longer applies to today's epidemic of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. I mean, these conditions are not caused by a lack of antibiotics or a lack of drugs. They're lifestyle. These conditions are imposed on the body directly and primarily via epigenetics and lifestyle, not by an infectious agent. In other words, the outcome of our health is based on the choices we make every day, simple cause and effect. This is Newtonian physics. Managing your health is like managing your money. You have to spend it carefully, invest it wisely, and pay attention to it. Ignore it, and it will ignore you. Good health can slip away right through your fingers if you take it for granted and avoid the work that goes into maintaining it. In our home, health is spelt W-O-R-K. Smart work and hard work. Smart work applies to knowing why and following through with consistent action. Hard work applies to the action itself. There is no substitute for hard work in the gym, for the athlete on the field or in the pool. You ask any great athlete if they got there without working hard, and the answer will always be the same. In order to achieve greatness as an individual in the sport of life, you've got to put in both the smart and the hard work. Going through the motion is a waste of time. Walk away. You know, work hard or get out. If you're going to exercise, then do it with integrity and enthusiasm. Your character is on display. All or nothing, baby. Muscle is our health engine. That's where the power for movement and action is revealed. Put your mind in your muscle and your muscle in your mind. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from English poet and pacifist Edith Lovejoy Pierce. We will open the book. Its pages are blank. We are going to put words on them ourselves. The book is called Opportunity, and its first chapter is New Year's Day.
What the hell does that mean?